The White House has confirmed that Kathy Craninger will be the nominee to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Mick Mulvaney is currently the interim director of the Bureau. He's also Craninger's boss at the Office of Management and Budget, where she's an associate director. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So I said, by the way, just now, both Craninger and Craninger. It's actually Craninger. But the reason that I wasn't sure about that is because who is this person? Tell us about her.
A surprise, by the way. As you said, she works under Mulvaney over at OMB. And she doesn't have a track record on financial policy. And one administration official said that the White House did that purposefully because they said they didn't want someone with significant banking industry experience because they think the problems at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau were really about management issues. So I think that there are some consumer advocates who are quite worried that this selection means that Mick Mulvaney is going to exert quite a bit of influence over the course of time with the agency, simply because she doesn't have that experience.
And Mulvaney has been trying to weaken the Bureau.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing. Just since November, remember, he took this over kind of like almost like in a midnight moment where the old director was out. He rolls in. And what Mulvaney's tried to do is pull back the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's initiatives and certainly has scaled back activities. So that means that he's slowed the pace of investigations. And he's got a six-month freeze on data collection, really seeking public input on everything the CFPB does. This goes as far as scaling back the investigation into Equifax, maybe relaxing restrictions on the payday lender rule that CFPB had put into place. So gone as far even as making the consumer complaints portal of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, he wants to make that private. So this is really interesting. He's also trying to get sweeping changes to the powers of CFPB. Mm-hmm. He's a request for a 20% budget cut for the agency for fiscal 2019.
He's also renamed it from the CFPB, which is what we've been saying for many years now, to the BCFP, which the letters mean the same things. But why the change?
Well, he says that this is really more in line with what the Dodd-Frank rule was put in place to do. Of course, I'm just going to give it the other side, which is that, you know, this is new signage and new logo. They say no cost to the agency. But he's actually gone as far as going to the AP, trying to change the Bureau's entry into the style book. And of course, critics are saying this is an obvious reason here. The consumer part of the Bureau's mission is what he's trying to water down.
So what's been the response to Kathy Craninger from the industry, from advocacy groups?
Well, I don't think the industry can say anything because no one knows anything about her. I think this is going to be very contentious in Congress because this was going to be contentious anyway because we're going to have Senator Elizabeth Warren. Remember, she's the one who conceived of and helped establish CFPB. The colleagues of hers on the Democratic side, they're very upset because they believe that this is going to actually be a further dismantling of the regulatory regime that occurred after the financial crisis. You know, interestingly, that she was responsible for developing a budget for HUD, and that budget has actually been slashed.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Take care.